There seems to be a lot of myths regarding a virgin's vagina. In fact, the word myth is a very fitting word because certain men treat virgins as if they are some sort of mythical creature with magic vaginas that will never be the same once they've had a penis inside of them for the first time. In today's episode, I'd like to clear up a lot of the myths regarding the vaginas of virgins and how they differ from the vaginas of people that have had sex. Note, in this context, we are defining virgin as someone that has had penis and vagina sex. Some people consider themselves no longer a virgin, even if they've just given a handjob or had fingered themselves. But in this episode, we're specifically talking about penis and vagina. Got it? Good. Let's get started. The first thing I'd like to address is whether or not there are any visual differences between the vagina of a virgin and the vagina of a non-virgin. And the answer is that it depends. But you cannot tell if someone is a virgin just by looking at their vagina. And this is true even in the case of doctors who are trained to recognize sexual activity or potential sexual abuse. It is true that girls have something called a hymen, which is a thin piece of tissue that covers, or more commonly, partially covers the vaginal opening. Many people don't know this, but the hymen doesn't usually tear or break the first time a woman sticks something into her vagina. It is elastic and it can stretch. When it does break, it's usually because it's become worn down over time, not because it's been punctured a single time. The presence of a hymen doesn't indicate that someone has never had sex, nor does the lack of a hymen indicate a person has had sex. So while the mythical hymen is constantly being touted as an indicator of virginity, this couldn't be farther from the truth. Just for fun, let's look at some other ways a girl could lose her hymen, even in childhood. Some examples include riding a bike, riding a horse, inserting a tampon, masturbating with fingers or other objects, doing the splits, completely normal exercise. In other words, the hymen isn't a reliable indicator at all. In fact, some women are born without a hymen at all. So to answer the earlier question, no. There are no visual differences between the vagina of someone who is a virgin and someone who is not. Next, let's talk about tightness. It's commonly believed that women who are virgins have tighter vaginas, that the act of having a penis inside of it permanently stretches it out, so it won't feel as good. This is also a myth that has absolutely no truth to it. The vagina is a muscle. It loosens and tightens on its own. Putting something big in it, even if it has to stretch to accommodate, does not permanently leave it in that state. It returns to normal pretty much immediately afterwards. To illustrate this, take your finger and put it inside of your mouth and pull your cheek to the side. Then, let go. Notice how your cheek returns to exactly the same place it was previously? If vaginas were permanently stretched, could you imagine what would happen after childbirth? Although it takes longer for the muscle to return to normal after childbirth, up to 6 months, actually, they still do. Also, many virgins still masturbate, including with dildos that are larger than the average penis. Virginity has nothing to do with vaginal tightness. The tightness of a woman's vagina varies between the individual woman, and virginity status has nothing to do with it. Next question. Is there any way to tell if someone is a virgin while having sex with them? Let's say you're about to have sex with someone, and they claim that they're a virgin. Is there any way for you to be able to tell for sure? The answer here again is no. It's commonly believed that virgin vaginas will offer more resistance when trying to enter them, or that virgins will always bleed when they have sex for the first time. This myth is rooted in the tearing of the hymen, but as we've already covered, the hymen may not tear at all, or may not even be present when a girl has sex for the first time. The only way to know someone is a virgin is if they tell you that they are. And technically, there's no way to know whether they're telling the truth or not either. That being said, most people aren't pathological liars, so you should be inclined to believe them unless they've given you a reason not to. Your best clues will be on the way that she acts. Her nervousness or timidness, any questions or concerns she brings up, stuff like that. But even those aren't reliable indicators. The appearance or feeling of her vagina, however, will not give you any clues, so don't go overanalyzing anything. I can understand the appeal of wanting to be someone's first time. Many men falsely believe that this is either some huge achievement or it's going to be the best sex that they've ever had in their life. The reality is, sex tends to get better with someone as time goes on. It's such an intimate and personal act, and the more in tune you become with each other, the more pleasurable and intense it gets. I hope that this episode has cleared up some myths. Of course, if you have any other questions about virgins or women's anatomy in general, you've come to the right person. Let me know and I'd be happy to answer them. For more information, tips, and guides for a better sex life, be sure to sign up to my email newsletter at lewdlexi.com/email. And hey, share the show with someone who might benefit from it. Thanks for listening and wishing you all the best.